Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What time is it?
Ba-ba-da-ba.
You're locked into the flagship, an Ole Miss podcast powered by College Corner.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Welcome in to the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Fall camp is finally here. Ole Miss back on the practice field. Started on Wednesday, back at it again Thursday evening. We've got full reports at omspirit.com, affiliate of the On3 Network. You can get all of it there. Chuck, Ben, Jake, all writing about it. We've got video coverage, highlights of practice, pretty much everything that you could possibly ask for. And this podcast is brought to you each and every day by our friends at College Corner. Three locations: Oxford, Ridgeland, Flowood. The new one in Oxford, brand new over on Sisk Avenue, fantastic space, 4,000 plus square feet. They'll get you right, whether it's football, baseball, basketball, track and field, whatever. They've got all the Ole Miss stuff that you could possibly want and need. And they've also got tailgating supplies. So football's here. There is football this month. Ole Miss will be playing here before we know it. So get ready for the Grove. They've got tailgating stuff as well. So go see Scott and the folks at College Corner. They take care of us and they will take care of you. And if you can't get to one of the three locations, you can check them out, collegecornerstore.com. All right, so without further ado, let's bring in our guest. It is David Eckert, Ole Miss beat reporter at the Clarion Ledger. David, good afternoon. How are we doing?
I'm doing great, Zach. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. So this evening, you guys get a bit of a break. Well, I would say you get a bit of a break, practice afternoon, evening. It's probably still going to be 98, 99 degrees. They were out braving the elements yesterday. What it's first impressions day one of, you know, a college football playoff hopeful Ole Miss?
Yeah. A lot of what I took away from was just like who was there and participating, because what we got to see was kind of limited, right? Like, you're not learning who the starting running back is based off of 40 minutes or whatever it was he got. So Juice Wells, you know, looked good. He wasn't even in a non-contact jersey. He looked like he was doing everything. So that's encouraging if you're an Ole Miss fan. Jackson Dart's really excited about him from my conversation with him afterward. You know, Princely Umani Mielen out there doing some stuff, taking some reps. He was in a non-contact jersey. But yeah, those are really the two big ones that you know, I think most people were looking out for. And then, you know, just looking at physique, right? I mean, so much of this offseason has been, you know, Ole Miss trying to get bigger. And you know, you look at some of the bodies that they've got out there, and I think it's pretty apparent that they achieved that, especially on defense. Obviously, Walter Nolan, you guys know. But, yeah, you know, it looked like an energetic period. Everybody was happy to be out there. But as far as, like, depth chart stuff, I don't know. You can extrapolate some stuff if you want. I'm sure we'll come on to that. But I didn't really learn a whole lot in regards to that. But just good to see Juice Wells and Princely out there doing some stuff.
You mentioned the physique, and I'm glad you brought that. Good segue there by you. I saw a quote. It might have been you that posted it on Twitter. Somebody did, where Kiffin mentioned, you know, hey, we look like Alabama or Georgia out there now. You know, a lot was made about the quote after the Georgia game last year, when Ole Miss was just obliterated in the trenches, and he made a point. Hey, we got to go out there and we got to get bigger and we got to get more physical on offense and defense on the interior. And I heard that during, camp, like early, spring camp, whatever, just guys out there moving around. I talked to some folks that were out there and they said, hey, this offensive line, some of the guys, it looks like there's three or four Laramie Tunsils out there. And that's high praise because Laramie Tunsil is a freak. But yeah, like that physique, that body type of, hey, these are power four SEC NFL caliber players out here now. And it's on both ends of the ball or both sides of the ball. You mentioned Nolan. It looks great. Jared Ivey looks like he's trimmed up a lot. You've got Davian Harris. I mean, they got the baby fat off of him. He looks good. And we're just rattling off names. It's not just one guy or two guys.
Right.
It's pretty deep everywhere, right?
Yeah, for sure. I'm really interested. I think an underrated competition is probably not the right word, but just place to watch this camp is defensive line, because they've got all of these guys. It's you know, we talk about this with wide receivers, right? There's only one ball and there's so many guys that are talented that we want to see. I sort of feel that way a little bit with the defensive line, and obviously Pete Golding rotates there considerably, but they've just got, you know, a lot of guys who are big, you know, who meet the physical requirements to be a key SEC contributor, and not that many places to put them, especially, and, you know, maybe we'll talk about this, Centurion Perkins is going to play outside linebacker this year. That's what he told us. So, you know, you add another guy who's really gifted, and, you know, again, J.J. Pegues, Xavier Harris, as you mentioned, I'm really excited about him. I thought he was sneaky good last year. Princely Umanmiel and Jared Ivey, like Chris Hardy, who they added. I mean, there's a lot of guys who can contribute at that group, and I'm curious to see kind of how that hierarchy shakes out this camp.
That was one thing I've joked with people a couple times. I've been on, you know, doing a radio hit or just a podcast, and people ask me about, you know, who are some of the names to look out for in the portal? And then I'm starting to run through talk in my head. And then it's like, I'm forgetting guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there's definitely so many. Like, there's been shows where I get done and I'm like, damn, I didn't even mention Yam Banks.
Right.
Or Louis Moore. Like, there are guys that you just kind of forget about because it's so deep and everywhere.
And they don't make it easy on us either, Zach. I mean, they're bringing in 20 guys every offseason. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
yeah,
I sometimes wonder if I need to make flashcards. I really do.
Like, right.
It's not easy.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a good problem to have, right? If you're Ole Miss, you're just deep everywhere. I think that's been kind of the MO for Kiffin at Ole Miss. And it kind of started, I think, at running back with Kevin Smith. He loves to do like the hockey line. Mm-hmm. He loves to rotate. That's been their pitch for recruiting high school guys is, hey, we're bringing in two or three because we want to keep everybody fresh and have some tread on the tires when you get to the NFL. They're kind of doing that everywhere. In the secondary, they love the depth. They want experienced guys and they want to rotate. And, you know, if you can play, you're going to get some snaps. We're going to rotate you. And then, like you said, with the D-line, I mean, they could probably legitimately do some hockey lines, some line shifts with just a whole group of four guys coming in and going out. So, I think that's been kind of the shift with this Ole Miss team where, you know about Lane Kiffin, you know about the offense and how Ole Miss is going to score. You've got Jackson Dart, you've got all the receivers, you got a good run game. But now it's more balanced with the defense adding more pieces and, you know, elite pieces to a defense that I don't think gets enough credit last year. Pete Golding had a really good unit last year in his first season at Ole Miss. They were a top 30 SP plus defense. And I think now it's kind of the sky's the limit for the defense with all the talent. And kind of flipping over to offense, I think one of the my biggest question is going to be where do they find the rhythm on the offensive line, because there's so many pieces there too. I know day one of fall camp, offensive line one's group is not going to define who is going to be it for the first game, but you know, how did the offensive line look? I know it's a lot of dudes, but a lot of new faces over there.
Yeah, it was, if we were overreacting, which again, I will preach, don't, that is the one spot where it's like, all right, that's not what I was expecting. You know, you got Jerquan Scott playing center, you know, in the portion that we saw. I believe, I don't have my notes in front of me, I believe that the line was Jaden Williams, Jeremy James, Jerquan Scott. They had Micah Pettis, and I'm missing a guard.
It was Caleb Warren?
Yeah, Caleb Warren was playing guard. You're right. Yeah. And obviously, Kaleppo, if you read the reports, he was not participating in the section that we saw, so that's noteworthy.
I heard there was some kind of minor nothing to freak out about in the weight room.
Yeah, so.
And then Buello was out there participating.
Yep.
I checked the photo gallery just to make sure he was out there. It's impossible to miss him because he's a human. But that's great, though. I mean, you've got all that experience coming back for Ole Miss. And then, oh, by the way, we're going to bring in Jerquan Scott, who played a ton of football at Southern Miss. And then you get two guys from the Joe Moore award-winning offensive line. So it's a good problem to have. But that's my only – pretty much my only question with Ole Miss is – how did they make it work on the offensive line with all those pieces?
Yeah, you know, and they're versatile pieces, which I think is important. I want to see where Diego Pounds fits. I thought, you know, if I'm thinking about what I'm expecting to see, I would expect to see him in the first group leading into this. He wasn't, so we'll see how that shakes out. But yeah, I mean, like you said, they've got options. I don't think anybody in that group of eight or nine is a problem, you know, if they're starting for you on day one. So we'll see how that group kind of evolves and whether or not, you know, those transfers kind of make the step. You know, it's worth noting a lot of those guys weren't doing much in spring, kind of with injuries like, you know, Knox, little stuff. So, you know, maybe that kind of had an impact on what they're doing to start the fall. You know, my overarching take from the day, I guess, was they really don't know who's going to start at a lot of spots. And Lane Kiffin kind of said that up front. And offensive line was the position that he used as an example when I asked him about that. So, you know, we'll I think that's going to evolve is kind of me landing the plane there. I don't think that's indicative necessarily of what we're going to see week one.
And so in this, and you've been on the beat for how many camps is this for you?
This is camp three.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I wasn't there, but just talking to people, seeing reports, seeing what you said, seeing what our guys have said, other sites, everybody's kind of, it feels like it's a different vibe out there. It's a different look. We've already talked about how the team looks different, but did you get a sense of a little more? I know the Last Dance thing and all that and all the rat poison, but I kind of get a sense that everybody kind of knows the deal, where it's kind of like, don't crash the Aston Martin and we'll be fine kind of thing. Did you get that?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's telling that Lane Kiffin, you know, every time he speaks to us, Lane comes in with a theme. you know, he has stuff that he wants to say, and by darn, he is going to say it no matter what you ask him. And, you know, but his theme was this playing defense against complacency, I think was kind of his theme yesterday. Like, it's very important to him that, look, they know that they're good. They know that they're talented. He said this is the most talented team he's had at Ole Miss. I think that's really obvious to anybody with eyes, right? But he's said, like, hey, you got to win football games. And look, you know, I think this team can win a lot of football games, but, you know, I don't think they're so good that, you know, if they don't do what they need to do in 30 days, that they're just going to win 10 games off the back of talent alone. Like, you know, they're not that good. They still need to get right over these, you know, next few weeks and take it seriously and do what they need to do. And I think that was kind of what his message was. And you can feel that vibe just being around them for sure.
No quarterback questions at all. There's no drama. there wasn't last year, but
we pretended.
Kiffin likes to do it a little bit, but yeah, Dart's the guy. Look, certified. He's got Heisman buzz. People have talked about him as a potential All-American. I've had people ask me, you know, who's the one player that needs to step up, that needs to be a dude for Ole Miss to make it to the college football playoff? And I said, Jackson Dart. I said, last year he was incredibly efficient with the football. He took care of it. He didn't have any silly turnovers, really. He really didn't have any blowups or, you know, any terrible games. He was pretty steady the whole year. I think if he continues to take the next step, not turn it over, and just do what he did last year, I think the numbers are just going to be better just because of the talent around him. He looked in just some of the highlights, and he looks a lot more comfortable. I think he could probably tell you the playbook with, you know, with his eyes closed. How was he yesterday versus last year in camp?
He looked good from what I saw. I got to be honest, because of what you just talked about, there's no quarterback competition. They were not my focus yesterday, kind of gathering stuff. So I didn't see a ton of him, but you know, business-like, he's just comfortable. Like, I don't know. I've probably talked to him because I went down to the Manning camp, the Manning Passing Academy. I probably talked to him 3 or 4 times in the last month, and it's just he's relaxed. He's comfortable in his own skin. He's joking. Like, you can just tell that he's, you know, at peace with where he's at, and, you know, that's what you want from a quarterback. So, you know, he's really in command of the room. He's again, I think he's the most important player. Obviously, your quarterback's the most important player, right?
Yeah. But
I think, again, probably the biggest challenge that this Ole Miss team is going to face is a cultural challenge, right? Like, you bring in all of these talented dudes who expect to start. Inevitably, some of them aren't going to, right? There's just not enough spots. It's really important that they have somebody to manage the locker room, who people respect, who can just keep the ship moving in the right direction when people start to hear things that they're not going to want to hear. And I think Jackson Dart's going to play a huge part with that. I think he did last year. I think he's invaluable to this team just from that leadership perspective alone, before you even get to the football, which obviously we know he can do. He's all the things you mentioned, just can make every throw, you know, Ole Miss fans know. So just he looks good. He looks comfortable. I think he had a good first day.
The College Corner is headed to Oxford. Stop by their new location in the Oxford Commons off Sisk Avenue. They'll have 4,000 square feet of Rebel gear ready for your trip to the Grove. On your next trip to Oxford, stop by the College Corner or our other great locations in Ridgeland and Flowood. Hats, shirts, polos, pullovers, sweats, t-shirts. College Corner has it all. And as always, you can visit us online at collegecornerstore.com. That's collegecornerstore.com. The College Corner, where your game day apparel meets.
Call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. He can help you with any of your health insurance needs. Drew is an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi and licensed in 7 states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers, regular health plans, to life insurance, to dental and vision, and even Medicare. He has it all covered. Now more than ever, it is critical to have a health insurance agent who is local and accessible. So call Drew Moak at 601-953-8449. 601-953-8449 and get your free quote today.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy.
Before we get to the second segment of the show, do want to remind you that this show is brought to you by our good friends at USA Benefits Group, Drew Moak. If you're looking to cut those health insurance premiums by as much as 20 to 30%, you're aging into Medicare, You need help finding a supplement plan, call Drew 601-953-8449. He will get you covered. He is an Ole Miss grad. He's in Mississippi, but he's also licensed in seven states as well. So he can be local and accessible, but if you're not in Mississippi, he can still get you going. Works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage, and he has access to 35 different carriers. So he can help you with all your insurance needs. So dental, vision, Medicare, regular health plans, all of that. Drew can help you out. He can be your health insurance agent. Again, call him 601-953-8449, or you can check him out, usabg.com/DMOAK, and get your free quote today. Podcast is also brought to you by our good friends at Home Field Apparel. Football is back. Home Field is really excited to unveil their 2024 Can't Miss Kickoff campaign. Look, it's going to be awesome. I know Ole Miss got their apparel line last year. Everybody was fired up for it. Now, this Can't Miss campaign, month-long, going to have football boxes, coaches' jackets, bomber jackets. They're going to have Champs Week. They're adding five new schools. If you're somebody like me that just likes to get random school shirts that you think are cool, maybe that's perfect for you. If not, no big deal. 55 schools will get a box filled with exclusive items. So never before seen stuff for your school. Not available anywhere else. So it's curated for you, the fan, to have new gear for all season, all weather conditions. So Platinum Box VIPs will receive a new hat or ringer. You get a VIP koozie. So the 2024 Platinum Pass guarantees 20% off and early access for your school's releases throughout the 2024 season. So August 9th, 10 Eastern, that's 9 Central, highly limited. It will sell out. So if you want to set a timer, set a reminder for August 9th at 9 Central, that will be what you need to do for Home Field Apparel. You can check them out, homefieldapparel.com, to check out everything else they've got. They've got a full Ole Miss line. And again, the Can't Miss Kickoff, set a reminder for that box. It's going to be really, really cool. So that's Home Field Apparel. Again, homefieldapparel.com. All right. David, I do want to ask a little bit about, you mentioned it when you're talking about Dart with managing, you know, kind of the vibe of this team. Look, I don't think we're not going to have to beat around the bush here. Everybody kind of knows about what happened with Quinshon Judkins last year. There was some stuff in the locker room. And I think that the Ole Miss team and Quinshon Judkins, everybody went their separate ways. But I think that that's kind of on Dart and some of the other players where they were kind of like, hey, like, you know, we're not going to mess up this ride we're on right now. Because I think everybody kind of knew 2024 was setting up to be what all this hype is. Outside of Dart, in your mind, you're around there. You're around the program a lot more than I am physically. Who are kind of the other guys that you feel are kind of the leaders, you know, in that locker room and on the practice field? And how have you seen them change from 2023 to now?
I think J.J. Pegues is a big one, right? I mean, everybody loves J.J. Pegues, right? You know, it's hard not to just look at him. He's awesome. But, yeah, he really commands the respect of his teammates. I think Jared Ivey's similar with that, just smart guy. People respect Jared Ivey. You know, I think there's a lot. I think this team has more of those than last year's team just because of, again, who they brought back, right? They added – you know, the exciting transfer portal pieces that they've been able to add most years, but they paired that, again, by bringing back a lot of their key contributors from last year. So I think there's a lot of guys who can do that for them. Jordan Watkins, Trey Harris, right? So I think there's a lot of strong personalities. I think they're embracing what is happening. I was talking to Trey Harris about this at Media Days a little bit. And look, I mean, you know, these guys want to go to the NFL, right? They want to win a national championship, but they want to go to the NFL too. And if you want to go to the NFL, you should probably start in college. So they're embracing the intensity that that urgency kind of the intensity that that situation kind of creates. You know, this is a big month for a lot of these guys, and you can kind of feel that. So I do think they have the personalities that they need. You know, Jackson Dart kind of being first and foremost among them, like we talked about.
Speaking of personalities, Juice Wells out there, full participant. I know everybody's excited about him. Before the injury last year, in 2022, he embarrassed a lot of people. Pretty much single-handedly that Tennessee game, the Clemson game, took over and really, really, really cooked a lot of really good defensive backs. Had the injury last year, sat out most of the year just to rehab and prep for this year. Now he's at Ole Miss. I'm sure everybody that's listening or watching, including you, saw that some South Carolina players are chirping, calling him Judas Wells. I'm looking forward to that game, probably mostly because Columbia is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I think Williams-Brice is one of the more underrated venues in college football. And then just with Juice Wells being at Ole Miss now, it's just a little more added oomph to that game. For you as a beat writer that goes to all these games, which one are you looking forward to the most? I'll make you have to get creative. You can't say LSU.
Okay. All right.
that's the given.
Yeah. Okay. I might go with the same one. I'm really looking. I've never been to Columbia, so I'm really looking forward to that one. I haven't been to Gainesville yet either. So that one's going to be cool. We'll see if Florida's good enough that the environment's going to be there for that one. I don't know. Really one of the reasons that I love to do this job is I think it's just so cool to get to go see all these places. So I don't know, more so than the football, like I really just like to experience these towns. So that's really what I think about when I think about these trips. But yeah, I mean, that South Carolina game is going to be unreal for all the reasons that you mentioned. Like, clearly, you know, a lot of times a guy leaves, it's, you know, it doesn't seem to be as amicable as it usually is in that situation with Juice. So you know, South Carolina's gonna be amped up, that environment's gonna be amped up for him, and it's gonna be fun to see how he reacts to it, right? How this Ole Miss team reacts to it. So I think that's probably at the top of my list. If you're saying I can't pick LSU, but I definitely would pick LSU.
That's kind of so I think South Carolina, Florida, in two very different ways, are two of the most important games. I know Georgia, obviously, LSU, obviously, and then Oklahoma at home. Fun game. Only the second time ever that Ole Miss and Oklahoma will have played. The only other time was the 99 Independence Bowl. I think South Carolina, because of the Juice Wells storyline, but also just hostile environment, kind of somewhat early in the year. And it's a game that Ole Miss should win. Ole Miss is the better team. Ole Miss will be favored. This is kind of where if you want to be that elite team, if you want to be a college football playoff team, you have to win those games. I don't want to say just throw your helmet out there, but it's kind of one of those where you just have to win an SEC road game by any means necessary. And then Florida is interesting because it's later in the year. What's Florida going to look like at that point? Because their schedule is bonkers. Could easily start out 5-0, 5-1, and then completely nosedive into 5-7, 6-6. Is Billy Napier going to be the coach by the time Ole Miss plays in? I mean, that one's so intriguing. The swamp is the swamp, whatever, but what's the crowd going to be like if Florida's terrible? Those are the two, to me, on two different ends of the spectrum that are interesting.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think those are two of the most important games on this team's schedule because, you know, look, for Ole Miss to get where it wants to go, they're going to have to win those games. They can't. Their schedule is, as we know, you know, easy relative in SEC terms, but it's not so easy that you can go drop a stupid one that you should win, and everything's still okay, right? And look, like, you know, last year they did what they needed to do on the road, but it wasn't always easy, right? Bad Auburn team, bad Mississippi State team, you know, those were dogfights. So can this team kind of evolve into one that can go on the road against a team that they should beat in a big time environment and impose its will? And that's hard in the SEC, right? That is not easy. So are they good enough to do that? You know, that's one of the big questions that I have. Florida is going to be really interesting. You know, as you mentioned, I again, if Billy Napier is not in that job, I'll be curious to see how Lane Kiffin handles that week from a noise perspective, because you know that's going to be there whether it's correct or not. So you know, we'll see how that goes, but yeah, two really big weeks on their schedule for sure.
All right, day two of fall camp. By the time you listen to this, it'll either be underway or probably over. But David, what are you looking forward to day two? Is there anything that you didn't see day one that, you know, whether it be, you know, some kind of long form or, you know, a piece that you're working on, or just anything in general? Is there something you're looking forward to or trying to watch out for?
Yeah, I'm going to have Friday a story about what I'm overreacting to that I saw in the first 2 days. So if you're looking to jump to some poor conclusions, I'm your guy. But yeah, we'll always have some preseason features and, you know, I've got a couple in the bag that I'm working on. So probably as we get toward the start of the season, we'll start ramping that type of thing up. But yeah, we're going to keep grinding away at the camp coverage, man. You know, telling you what we see, that kind of stuff. So yeah, keep, you know, you can find all my stuff, clarionledger.com. Yeah, and we'll do our best to keep you covered.
Cool. That's David Eckert of the Clarion Ledger, Ole Miss beat reporter. David, appreciate it. We'll do this again sometime soon. We'll check back in after the South Carolina game, see what you thought of Columbia. Yeah, man, keep up the good work, and we'll do it again soon.
Appreciate you, Zach. Thanks for having me.
Yep, that's going to do it for the flagship. We will have more podcasts this week. We've got some Ivy Leagues coming that are a lot of fun, so stay locked in. omspirit.com, where you get your podcasts. Go on YouTube, subscribe, throw us a like if you want. You don't have to, but make sure you subscribe. You get all of our content. You've got fall camp highlights. You've got all the Ivy League. You've got all the podcasts. So we appreciate you tuning in. For David over there, I'm Zach. This has been the flagship. Until next time, we out of here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.